Faith can be a powerful thing. When a person taps into God's will, their faith can move mountains, heal the sick, and find favor with God. Faith can ground a believer in the truth and change one's eternal destination. Unbelief can also be a powerful thing. It can chain the lost soul to the furnace of hell. Unbelief can grip the heart and clasp a person to their fleeting pleasures. However, there is another powerful weapon that people often find themselves controlled by. Doubt. The Christian can be dominated by the deep darkness of doubt. If the tsunami of doubt has not hit you yet, it soon will. Doubt can be a temptress, and then it can become a tyrant. Have you ever thought the grass of other religions may be greener? Have you ever been tempted to imagine what it would be like to be on the other side? Oftentimes, Christians are blasted with the thought that maybe we've been wrong about this whole gospel thing. Maybe there are better pleasures in the realm of sin. Maybe this Christian life is not the best life. Maybe the atheists have it right. The prophet Jeremiah addressed a similar issue when he said, "Their idols are like scarecrows in a melon field." Jeremiah 10, verse 5. What is the purpose of a scarecrow? Its purpose is to look like a real person, to appear intimidating, to be seen from afar and invoke a fear into the crows that desire the ripe fruit of the field. Atheism, agnosticism, and all the rest are nothing but straw-filled scarecrows. From a distance, they may appear intimidating and real, but when they're analyzed, they are nothing but false ideas. Doubt can be a temptress. It can also be a tool. God can use doubt as a tool. It does not have to be an intimidating tyrant. It can be a tool to bolster your faith in the truth. Once a crow realizes the true identity of a scarecrow, it can then feast in the field. The same applies to the doubting Christian. Once the Christian realizes the false identity of the opposing worldviews, then he can feast on the riches of the truth that are found in Christ. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." God is not holding something out on you. Do not be fooled by the scarecrows of other worldviews. The pasture of atheism is nothing to be desired. The grass on their side is not greener.